Okay, today is Daf Zayin. We're on Daf Vav Amud Beis. We'll go back to the two dots. Amar Mar. So we said, we had a Braisa that said like this, that Amar Mar, we had yesterday in the Braisa, Aval Yam, an ocean, Ubika, or a valley, Vaas Tevan Vanis, or some kind of wide street, run some kind of area in front of a store, but Carmelis, and all these, and a Carmelis, Enon, Lo Kirishos HaYachid, Lo Kirishos HaRabim. It's not like a Rosh Hashayachid, it's not like a Rosh Hashayachid. These are like no man's land, they have the status of a Carmelis. So now the Gemara asks, Abika ain't a local Rosh Hashayachid, a local Rosh Hashayachid? Wait a minute, Abika, a valley, is not like a Rosh Hashayachid, it's not like a Rosh Hashayachid? It's not true. But none, we have a Mishnah, this is a Mishnah in Masechtas Taharos, that says, Habika, a valley, be a Mosachama in the summertime. So regarding Shabbos, it's Rosh Hashayachid le Shabbos, it's considered a Rosh Hashayachid. Now, our bride said it's considered a camels. So, Rosh Hashayachid. And just as a second point, the reason why it's in Masechta Tyrus is for the following line, Rosh Hashayachid mul Tumah. And regarding Tumah, it has the status of Rosh Hashayachid. We know that when it comes to Tumah, if it's a Suffolk Tumah, in Rosh Hashayachid, it's Tahar. In Rosh Hashayachid, it's Tameh, like a Sota. In public, it can't be a Sota in public. It can only be a Sota in private. So, too, all Tumahs like that. In public, you have a Suffolk, it's okay. So during the summertime, it's considered a public place. Why? Because Rashi points out people do go there. Regarding Shabbos, it's considered Rosh Hashayachid. Nobody's there. Okay. And in Bimos like a Shamim, in the rainy season, nobody's there at all. Then Rosh Hashayachid lekan or lekan. It's Rosh Hashayachid for both regarding Shabbos and Tumah. So how could you call it Rosh Hashayachid regarding Shabbos, and over here it's called a Carmelis? So the Gemara answers Amar Ula. This is important. This is Ula says this answer. Listen to it. Ula says this answer. La'olam really Carmelis Havi. Really is a Carmelis. Really is a Carmelis over there in Tyrus. So if I might call it a Rosh Hashayachid, so why does the Mishnah call it a Rosh Hashayachid? The answer is Ophishe and a Rosh Hashayachid, because it's not a Rosh Hashayachid. Okay? That's why he calls it a Rosh Hashayachid, because it's not a Rosh Hashayachid. But really it's a Carmelis. Rav Ashi Omar, it's important. This is Rav Ashi talking. Rav Ashi says, no. Kigon, it's a very unusual case. The is lay mechitzos. There are mechitzos. What does that mean, there are mechitzos? So it's a long Rashi, but it's a very vital Rashi. Rashi says like this. V'ashme'inan. In other words, it's a valley. V'ashme'inan. It could be a valley. It doesn't have to be a valley. What if, the point is, the afagaf, the yoser, mi base sasayim, it's enclosed in area. Hakef means it's enclosed. It's enclosed in an area greater than two beis sasayim, velo hokaf l'dira, but nobody lives in there. It's not a home. It's not a neighborhood. It's just some big park that's enclosed. She'ein baiso samach la kodem hekaf. There was no house there when it was enclosed. Okay, so le'inyan tiltul l'tocha regarding carrying in there, kikarmelis. It's considered a karmelis. I would have said it's a rishus yachid. After all, it's an enclosed area. It has walls around it. So why on earth is it a Carmelis? So we're going to learn an Erevin. Kida Amrinon be'Erevin she'ein metaltelin bo ella dalet amos. You can only carry in there 4 amos. Okay? You only let it carry in there 4 amos. However, afilu hachi da'oraisa rishus hayachid hi. Regarding da'oraisas, it's considered a rishus hayachid. After all, it really is a Rosh Hashayachid. It's enclosed. Just, nobody lives in there. You took some tract of land, and you enclosed it. Minat Torah, it's a Rosh Hashayachid. Therefore, Hazorek Mirashat HaRabim L'Tocha Chayev. You throw something in there from the public, you're going to be Chayev for that. Once you're in there, can you carry in there? So the Chachamim said, no, you can't.
You still haven't given a definition of what Karmel is yet, though, have you?
Correct. No, not really. You hear this? We hear this? What's going on over here? Really? It's a Rosh Hashayachid. And if you throw something from the Rosh Hashayachid into that area, you're going to be chayav for that. 100%. You carry from one domain to another domain. Now, when you're in there, can I carry in there? No, that you can't do. That we don't let you do. Why not? It's a gzera. We're going to get to it. That's half of the area is about this. It's a gzera. So that's the case. The case was it was a valley. And it was enclosed. So the Mishnah called it a Rosh Hashayachid in Tyrus. You know why? Because really it is a Rosh Hashayachid. Really is a Rosh Hashayachid. Now it has a funny thing. It's a Rosh Hashanah Yachid regarding the rises, but inside you can carry. All right, Gzeira. It's like a bolt. Rosh Hashanah Yachid and a Karmel is the same. Okay, that's why they called it a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, because really it is a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. As a matter of fact, the Amar Ula, Amar of Yochanan, Ula said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that Karf of Yosef Mibes Asayim, an area greater than two Besa, Shalah Hukaf Ladira, that was not, again, nobody lives in there. It's not an inhabitable area. Afilu Kor, even if it's Afilu Kurayim, Hazarik L'Tocha Chayev. Right? You throw in there, Yechayev. Now, my time, why Yechayev? The Mechitzahi. It's an enclosed area. Ella Shem Chaser is Diurin. The only thing is, nobody lives there. It's lacking people. It's lacking in houses. Nobody lives in there. That's some kind of park or a zoo. So these kinds of things, right? So that's why the Mishnah called it a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Because if you think about it, that's really what it is. Just the Zegzera, you can't carry inside it. In your house, you can carry. My house, I can carry. My backyard, I'm allowed to carry. What's the difference? The difference is that my backyard is made for living, and this is not. Now, there were two answers to this question. Ula said that the answer is it's a Rosh Hashanah. Really, it's, the reason why the Mishnah called it a Rosh Hashanah Yachid is because it's not a Rosh Hashanah Rabim. That was Ula's answer. And Rav Ashi's answer was because really it is a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, a Bikka. Right? How did Rav Ashi know that really it's a Rosh Hashanah Yachid? Because Ula said so. So why does Ula... Same Ula. So why did Ula give a different answer? The Ula said the reason why it's called in the Mishnah of their entire is a Rosh Hashanah Yachid because it's not a Rosh Hashanah Rabim. But Ula's the same guy who said, same Amora who said, Ula's the same man who said that a enclosed area is called a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Right? Ula Amar B'Yochanan. Why did he give a different answer? Why didn't he just say that? Right? You hear the question? So Bish Loma, Rav Ashi Loma, Ula. I didn't say Rav Ashi didn't want to hold like Ula. Maybe Rav Ashi doesn't hold from this din, whatever. Elu Ula, my time of Lomar Kishmaite. Why didn't Ula hold like himself? Why didn't he hold like himself? The Gemara answers, Amalach. Answer is, E Isle Mechitzos. If it's true that the king. So Ula says, of course I hold. I said that member. I hold to such a thing. But that's not what that Mishnah was talking about over there in Tyrus. You know why? Because Bika Karile, we would have called it a Bika. We would call that a Bika. Karfav he, it's called a Karfav. Right? It's called a carpet. That's what it's called. It's called an enclosed area. I call it a valley. I don't care where it is. What is it? It's enclosed. I call it an enclosed area. Why did I call it a valley? Because that's where it is. That's what it is. It's a valley. Therefore, it's called a Rosh Hashanah Yachid because it's not a Rosh Hashanah Rabim. Ravashi. What did Ravashi say? I'm sorry. Therefore, Ula's. Right, exactly. Ula's answer. Ravashi. Rosh Hashanah Yachid Kitani. It says Rosh Hashanah Yachid. It says in the Mishnah, it's a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. The Mishnah didn't really mean that. The Mishnah meant it's a Carmelist. Why did it call it a Rosh Hashanah Yachid? Because not a Rosh Hashanah Rabim? What kind of answer is that? It says Rashi, I can't accept that. Therefore, what do I have to say? It's a Karfuf. It's an enclosed area that nobody lives in. That's why the Mishnah called it a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Okay? Good? Okay, next. Now, one of the things on the list was a Carmelist. Right? One of the things that on the list of a Carmelist was a Carmelist, which is a funny thing. So, about Carmelist, Otu, Kulu, Nami, Lav, Carmelist, Ninu, but isn't everything in this list a Carmelist? Right? So we said yesterday, you know why it's called a Carmelist? You know where the word Carmelist comes from? So, the word Carmelist comes from, there are two explanations, at least two. Rashi said it was based on a pasuk that mentioned Carmel, like a forest also. Nobody lives in there, but It's like no man's land. So the Rambam says that the word Carmelist comes from the word almana. Carmel, like an almana. That what? That she's not married, but she's not a basula. So too, this area, it's not a Rosh Hashanah Rabim, it's not a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. You hear that? That's one pshat. Another pshat, other Rishonim say, it comes from the word Carmel, like Geresh Carmel. Geresh Carmel, like the pasuk there. Carmel means something not wet and not dry. In other words, like a pyre area, pyre thing. That's where the word came from. Anyway, so is it a Carmelist? A Carmelist? Why is Carmelist on the list of things that are a Carmelist? So Kiyasar of Dimi Amar B'Yochanan, Lo Mitzrucha El Karen Zavis Hasmuchel Rosh Hashanah Rabim. Is there a picture of it in this? Is there a picture of this in the art school? There's no picture. The picture of it? There's two pshat on what this means. There is a picture? To have the house set back? Right. So there's two pshat on what that means. Rashi's first pshat is the house is set back. So you have, let's say you walk down the street. There's a house. I'm in the street, and next to the street are houses. There's a house. Then one house is set back. So what's that area where that house is set back? Can I walk there? The answer is I could. The problem is, how good is that walking going to be? Because you're going to have to make, you're walking down the street, you're going to have to make a right turn, go into the in this setback area, and then make a left turn to get out of the setback area. Like a little courtyard. But in order to go in it, you got to make a right turn, and then make a left turn to get back out. So how awesome is that area? It's not so good. It's not so gabaldic. It's not such a great area. It doesn't really see. But you want to beat the rush. It's a very crowded street, but packed, busy. How much time are you going to save going in there? Not that much. That's the karmos we're talking about. That area. That's one shot. Another second shot is that you have a house, and one house is slanted. So it's not straight. So once it's slanted, you have a little bit of area to go in there. Again, what are you going to do in there? You can't, right? You're going to get stuck in there. So you want to go in there to rest for a minute. You can do that. It's not such a great area. It's not such a great area that you have so much room in there to beat the crowd. That's even worse. So, Karen Zav, that's Mukhal or Shus Rabbin. Sometimes it's going to be very crowded in the street. You'll go in there for a minute. You'll go in there for a minute to get it, maybe try to get away from the crowds. But since it's not really benefiting you, it's not really an amazing usage of the land. Key Carmelist on me. It's like really a Carmelist, even though it's a private property. It's like a Carmelist. That's what the word Carmelist meant in the Mishnah, in this brisa that we discussed. Okay, now in the olden days, in the street they used to have. There's a picture of it here. They have a picture of it of the poles. So in the street they used to have these poles, a column, and on the column they would put things to sell. Blankets, socks, clothing that could fit on a column. They'd have a column, they'd have a string around it, and from the string they would hang different things to sell. So imagine like a bazaar or like a flea market, that kind of thing. They had these poles. In front of each pole was like a block of stone where you could sit on it and rest, or maybe the seller stood on it to yell out. So Kyosar of Dimi Amar Biyachan, Bein Ha'amudin, in between these columns, right? So you can imagine the scene. You can't really walk through them. You can walk through them, of course. It's like a shuk, exactly. So in between these amudim, nidok karmelis. It's considered a karmelis in there. Why is it a karmelis? After all, this is a public street. Same answer. My time, afagav to Darcy Barab. Even though it's a public street, kivun dolo mestagi lo bahadei. You really can't walk through in a normal way. You have to move. Now you have to avoid this column. Then you walk 2 feet. There's another column. You have to go around it. It's like an obstacle course. It looks like that. Carmel is dummy. It's like a Carmelist.
Even though it has 600,000 people.
Correct. So that requirement of 600,000 people is not in the Gemara. That requirement is not in the Gemara, right? The Gemara never mentioned that. Now, it's funny.
What?
Yet. And not only that, when the Gemara mentioned, like we said yesterday, Michael said yesterday, when the Gemara mentioned all the things, what is a Rosh Hashanah Yachid? The Gemara only gave crazy things. There were no normal cases of all of them. So we're going to get to that. I believe that... Right. It comes in. It's Mitzachas Vav. It's Dav Vav of Shabbat and it's Dav Vav of Erevin. But who said that you need 600,000 people? Where'd that come from? It came from somebody by the name of Rashi. The Gemara doesn't mention it. Rashi came up with it. It's the whole Machlokas Rishonim. We'll get to it in Erevin. One of my interns gave me a 70-page book that was written about the Erevin Flatbush, going through the whole back nice normal English. So I hope to read that and actually understand it, because everybody thinks they know. Nobody knows it. Most people know they don't know it, right? They hear buzzwords. They think that. So hopefully this will answer it. This was in favor of it. So hopefully it's objective, but they have a whole thing for Ramosha. It's 50 pages about Ramosha. So hopefully we'll get to it. We'll finally understand what actually, but we have 6 months for that. So for the other Shabbos. Okay. Anyway, Amar Zera, Amar Yehuda, Itztava Shalafnei Hamudim. These Itztavas, these like platforms in front of the Amudim. Also, same story. They're in the public street. They're in the middle of Rosh Hashanah. However, you really can't walk on them. You have to walk around them or over them, whatever. So that definitely slows you down. So Nidon Kikarmelis. They're also called a Karmelis. It's also a Karmelis. Why? Because again, you can't walk through nicely. You have to stop. It's like an obstacle course. So Liman Damarbeno Amudim. If according to what it says between these Amudim, so Koshke and Itztava, then for sure the Itztava is no different. In other words, it's a Karmelis. Liman Damar Itztava. According to one who holds, only the Itztava is a problem. Itztava he dolnicha tashmishte. Only the Itztava stops you from walking nicely. Avol bein ha'amudim, but maybe between the pillars, nicha tashmishte lo. If it's good, it's easy to walk through them, right? And that would not be a Karmelis. It would rather be a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Lish nachrina, another version of that. Avol bein ha'amudim, but between the amudim, Zimnan Darcy Le Rabim, Kirshus Rabim Dami, right? Since people walk through, the push, whatever, has the status of a Rosh Hashanah Rabim. Okay? Good? Okay, next. Next is a brick. You have a brick in the middle of the street. Okay? A brick. Everybody knows what a brick is. A brick, if you're looking at a brick, right? It's basically a rectangle, a rectangle box. So if you're looking at it, there are two areas on this brick that you could use. The front of it. The only thing that would go on there is something that's sticky. Right? You could throw something sticky on it and it'll stick to it. Or the top of it. Right? If it's the top of it, it doesn't have to be something sticky. Right? When I put a ball on the front of it, the ball's gonna roll off. There's no way, only something sticky could work, right? Make sense? So Amar Rava Bar Shila, Amar Rav Chista, Levena Zekufa Rosh Hashanah Rabim. So you have a brick standing there in the middle of Rosh Hashanah Rabim, Vizarak, and you throw something, Vitach Bifoneha, and it sticks to the front of it. Chayiv your Chayiv. Al Gaba, on top of it, Potter your Potter. What's going on with this? Says Rashi. It's a very long Rashi.
What are we trying to do?
So how did this come up? Because we started off with a Karmelis. And we said, but a Karmelis is a Karmelis. So we said, no. It's an area where it's really a private area, right? It was when your house was set back, so it's not really part of the street, but you really don't gain.
We're trying to figure out now the bricks on the side walls.
Now, what?
Now we're trying to figure out the brick on the side walls if something's stuck under that brick.
Correct. So that got us into a discussion of things in the street that are not Rosh Hashanah Rabim.
Even though they're in the street.
Like a pillar or a platform in front of the pillar or now a brick. So it's not a brick wall. It's one brick. Somebody put a brick in the middle of the street. It's not a brick wall. It'll be the same halacha as a brick wall, but it's not a brick wall. Because a brick wall doesn't have a top.
Why should
I
be giving them a wall in the street?
It shouldn't. In a chanami, it shouldn't. Just the dimensions. So Rashi says like this, a long Rashi. Rashi is Chayiv, right? See the Rashi Chayiv? It's on the right side. It's basically where we're up to. So Rashi says, so again, what did Gemara say? If you throw something on the brick and it sticks to the brick, you're Chayiv. If it's on top of the brick, you're Potter. That's the difference. So Rashi says like this, Chayiv, Im Zarak Dalad Amos. If you throw it four Amos, you're Chayiv. Why? Tahavi Kimunach Rosh Hashanah Rabim. Because it rests in Rosh Hashanah Rabim. As long as it's below ten tefachim from the ground, it's a Rosh Hashanah Rabim. So the truth is, it doesn't make a difference if it rests on the brick or if there was no brick there. I throw a sticky, I don't know, some sticky toy that sticks. Right? These kids come home, some sticky thing. I throw it four amos, it can land in the street. I threw something four amos, it can land on the brick. Doesn't make a difference. There's no difference, right?
Why does it have to tell you that the brick is there?
Because the top of the brick is going to be potter. Right? Ubulvad, as long as sheyinuach lamata, sheyinuach lamata mishlosha, tahavik ekarka, as long as the brick is within three tvachim, then it's considered on the ground, or ba'avir, or in the air, ki hai denidbuka bakosel. Okay? skip the rest of the Rashi. Go to the next Rashi, which is on the end of the first wide line. But al gaba pater. But on top of it, you're pater. Why are you pater? Kedemuki la abaye v'rava, like abaye and rava say, bigavoa gimel, it's three tvachim tall, delo darsi bar rabim. Nobody walks on that. The have makom la'atma. It's its own area. That's why you're pater. Now what is it? Is it a carmelis? Is it a makom patur? When I was growing up, I was always told, if you're walking on the street and you realize you're carrying something, put it in a makom patur. Because you're allowed to carry. He said yesterday twice. You can carry from a Rosh Rabin to a makom. What's a makom patur? Top of a fire hydrant. Because a fire hydrant does not have the dimensions of a carmelis. Why not? Because it's too small. But it's tall enough. It has the status of a makom patur. Now, I don't know if the halacha
or ma'aseh. But the top of a fire hydrant is something that's a cotton now. You can't take that off.
I don't know if it matters. I don't know if so it's attached to the ground. So, exactly what these things work. Someone put a post somewhere in the middle of the street. So,
okay, so post is attached to the ground. A brick is not.
Right, no. So the point is, it has a reshutzel from the atmo, and therefore it's not going to be chayiv if it goes on top of the brick.
He's teaching his brick the size.
Correct. But the point is, you're not chayiv. I throw the street. That's exactly the point. The middle of the street, the middle of reshutzel rabim. But the top of it is a different status. Right? Where am I? Abaye v'Ravi, back in the Gemara, Dorot Avayu, v'hu shegova shlosha. It has to be at least three tvachim tall, the lo darsi bar Ravim. Nobody walks on that. You're walking down the street, and you see something that tall, you're not going to walk on it. Nobody walked on top of fire hydrants. You walk around it. Therefore, it has its own status, and therefore you're not chayv if it lands on top. Aval hizmi v'higi, but some kind of thorns, right? Afagav delo givi shlosha. Even if it doesn't have a height of three tvachim, what's the story? You're still not going to be chayiv. You know why? Nobody walks on that. So therefore, I found you something. Even if it's not that tall, you're still going to be potter. Chibar av amar. No, I feel his me vihigi. Even thorns and stuff like that. What are they arguing about? People will walk on that? What? But nobody walks on it. So if nobody walks on it, it's like its own status. He says, no. People walk on it. Nobody walks on that. Some dog went to the bathroom in the middle of the street. Nobody walks on that.
Yeah, but you may not see it, and you may end up.
Ravashi Amar, no, I feel it. Why? I don't know. Nobody walks on it. So the point must be, but it doesn't have the required height. You avoid it. That's because you don't want your shoes to get dirty. That's the only reason you avoid it. Exactly. So you could walk on a brick. You could walk on a fire hydrant also. It's a little funny. How could you? You've never seen this? All right. But the point is, that's very abnormal. All these other things, you're only avoiding for other reasons. You don't want your shoes to get dirty. You don't want your feet to get hurt.
Yeah.
Right? That's different. It's a different thing. So we see the difference. Okay. Amar Rabba Devei Rav Shila, Kiyasar of Dimi, Amar Biyachanan, Ein Karmelis Pechusa Me'arba, a Karmelis cannot be less than four Tvachim. What if it is less than four Tvachim? Then it's called a Makom Ptor. Right? The Amar of Sheshes, Tofeses Ad Asara. And it goes, and it adds up to 10. My Tofeses Ad Asara, what does that mean? Ilema, does it mean the Iikka Machita Asara? Who the have a carmelis, that if it's a machita 10 tvachim tall, then it's a carmelis, the e lo have a carmelis, and if it doesn't reach that height, it's not a carmelis. That's not true. Velo? Is that true? Amar of Gidol Marav, Chia Bar Yosef Marav, Bayis, Shein Tocho Asara. Let's say you have a house, which is not 10 tvachim tall, so 9 tvachim tall. The koroi, and you make a roof. Umashlimo la Asara, and that makes it up to 10. So outside, if you're outside the house, the top of the roof, a flat roof, is 10 tvachim tall. In the house, it's less than 10. Yeah. So what's the story with this house? Al gago, on the top of it, motel l'talto b'kulo. You're allowed to carry in there. Why? Because the top of it has the status of a carmelis. Why? 10 tvachim tall. Bitocho, inside, ein metalfun bo ela dalan amos. You can only carry in there 4 amos. Why could you only carry in there 4 amos? Because it has a step. I'm sorry. I take it back. On top of the roof, it's a shusha yachid. It's a shusha yachid. Why? 10 tvachim tall. Carry in there all day long. Inside, it's only a carmelis. He has mechitzas. The answer is making a 10 tvachim tall. Nothing to do with anything. Just because you made a roof 10 tvachim tall doesn't mean that the inside the house you can carry now. Why? Because inside the house has the status of a carmelis. Rather, Ela my tofeses ad yud. What does it mean, tofeses ad yud? What that means is, the ad yud hu dahave carmelis. Up to 10, it has the status of a carmelis. Lamayla meyud tvachim, lo have carmelis. But above 10 tvachim, it's not a carmelis. In other words, carmelises don't go to Shemayim. We already know that a Rishus HaRabim doesn't go to Shemayim. Right? Rishus HaRabim stops at 10 tvachim. Right? What about now Rishus HaYachid? Does go to Shemayim. What about a carmelis? It doesn't go to Shemayim. So how big is a carmelis? Has to be 4 tvachim wide and only up to 9 tvachim. Right? Through 9. Once it's 10, it's not a carmelis anymore. Right?
It's a Rishus HaYachid.
Correct. Because of Rishus HaYachid.
A house that's less than 10 tvachim is not Rishus HaYachid.
Correct. Which is not enough such thing.
Just for Rishus
what? That's exactly what we just said.
Carmelis. But how did that happen?
Because in the Gemara world, the airspace has a different status. Carmelis only goes up through 9.
We established not much of what a Carmelis is, but we know that it's not Rishus HaRabim, not Rishus HaYachid.
Correct. And it has the dimensions of 4 tvachim long up to 9 tvachim.
Correct.
That's all it is.
Okay, so far, that's all we have.
Right.
You can't switch to Rishus HaYachid.
Well, what does it switch to? What should it be? We have Rishus HaRabim, the same thing.
I can go take it and throw it over in a carmelis and throw it in.
Correct. Maybe you could, 100%. Look at this. V'chia damar Shmuel. No. Smart one. Lo tahavi mili shav til ma'ala miyud. Don't say about Shabbos things above 10. Lamai Hilchasa, what do you mean by that? Elam de Amr Shutz Yachid, Lamai Lamayud. You want to tell me that the Rishutz Yachid doesn't go above 10? It's not true. Amr of Chista, not Kana Rishutz Yachid. If you stick a post in Rishutz Yachid, right? Vizarak Vinach Al Gabov, and you throw something from Rishutz Rabim into it. There's something from Rishutz Rabim, right? Yeah. You throw something from Rishus HaRabim into it. Afilu gvor mea amos, even if it's 100 amos tall. Chayev, you're chayev. Why? Mipnei shai Rishus HaYachid ola ad l'rakia. Rishus HaYachid goes up forever. Okay? Ella, rather, what do you mean by that? De'ein Rishus HaRabim l'may l'miyud. There's no Rishus HaRabim above 10. What happens above 10 tefachim in Rishus HaRabim? It changes. How do I know? Mastisity, I know that already. Ditnan. It's a Mishnah later on. Hazorek dalat amos bakotel. If I throw something against the wall, lamayla miyud tvachim, if it's above 10 tvachim, kizor ba'avir. It's like I threw it in the air. Now, what happens to you? I don't know. It's not a Rishus HaRabim, that's for sure. What is it? So he quotes here from Rashi later on. It's not a Rishus HaYachid either. Right, the Rashi says it can't be Rishus HaYachid because it doesn't have a makom dalat al dalat. So what is it? I don't know what it is. Lamata miyud.
It makes sense not for Rishus HaYachid.
Exactly. Lamata miyud tvachim kizorek baretz. And less than 10, that's exactly what Rishus HaRabim is. Ela a carmelis. It must be talking about a carmelis. The ain carmelis lamayla miyud. A carmelis is not more. There's no such thing as a carmelis more than 10. Okay? And they kilu barabanan mikulei rishus yachid umikulei rishus rabim. When they established this carmelis area, the chacham took kulas from both. Mikul.
What happens to above?
I don't know. What is it? Not sure.
Well, we know what it is. Rishus rabim.
Rishus rabim. We don't know what it is. It's not a rishus rabim. And then Rashi says in kuf daf kuf, it's not a rishus yachid either. Above 10.
The only thing you can draw to
it
is
Kaimelis. Or Makom Ptur. Right, so we said yesterday.
So whatever the status of the top of Rosh Hashanah would be the same thing as the Karmos?
I don't know. So yesterday, one of the Rishonim said, what's the difference? Why on a Mokum Patur you're allowed to move something there on Shabbos, and in the Karmos you're not allowed to? What? No, but they're both there as Derabbanon. They're both made up. Second on a Karmos, they were Gozer, Midrabbanon, and a Mokum Patur not Gozer at all. Mutter on Shabbos. If you find a Mokum Patur, you can use it on Shabbos. How can they make... So the standard answer is because one's more chashav, like you said. A karmos has a more chashav area, and a makom is less chashav. Right? So, the very hair splitting almost.
Karmos, he says also, at the beginning of karmos, he said that it's out of the way, which is the whole definition of karmos.
Right.
He said, no, because it's not convenient to go to, so it's the same thing almost as a makom.
Exactly, but they're different.
I think karmos could potentially be confused with a reshus hayachim.
Right, so
that situation and being geyser.
Right, so that really the same thing as saying it's more chashuv.
It can go the other way.
It's more chashuv.
It's less likely going to confuse the type of a fire hydrant.
Correct.
Absent a heter, a blanket heter, you're not going to confuse her.
And you're saying, it looks like it was just rotten.
You don't need
right.
to get there.
That's the Karmos also.
Correct.
It can go both ways. That's the crazy status.
Right, because one of the things we said was that it was just rotten to be 16 amos. 16 amos wide. Where'd that come from? So in Erevim, we're going to learn all about that. That was one of the requirements. Right? Anyway, Bikila Berabana, Mikula Rishat Yachid, Mikula Rishat Rabim. Mikula Rishat Yachid, we're giving a Kula. What's a Kula Rishat Yachid? The Iyaka Makam Arba Hu Tahavi Karmelis. The Ilo Makam Patur, the Almahu. It has to have at least four Tvachim? Yeah. Mikula Rishat Rabim. Another cool. The ad yud tvachim hu dahavi karmelis, lemaila mi yud tvachim lo avi karmelis. Okay, has only up to 10, not more than 10. What happens more than 10? I don't know. What status is it? I don't know. Right now, this is only a karmelis. That's like we our streets today. Many of them are karmelises.
Right.
Only because I was bit more than four amos and then more than four tvachim, more than nine tvachim. The answer is because that's a difference. Because it's not a shusharabim. Exactly. It's not a shusharabim. So what does it become? It becomes a karmelis. In other words, when we say these karmelis here as dimensions of 4 to 9, that's talking about a thing, a part of a building, a billboard, all these types of things. If you have some kind of fire hydrant that is these dimensions, there's other karmelis out there. An ocean is a karmelis. A midbar is a karmelis. That's bigger than 4 by 9, right? With different karmelis. Okay. Gufa, who just learned, Amar of Gidol Amarav, Chia Bar Yosef Amarav, Bayit She'ein Tocha Yud, if the house doesn't have 10 Tvachim in it, a very small house, like a dollhouse almost, V'karu Mashlim Olat Liyud, and then you make a roof, and now the outside the building, the roof is above 10 Tvachim. So, Al Gago Mutal Talta Makulo, on top of the roof is all Mutter. Why? Shos Yachid. B'socho, Ein Matal Talta El Dalat Amos. You can only carry in there 4 hours. I guess that answers the question. Above 10 tefachim of a karmelis becomes a reshus yachid. Someone's house. It's on top of the house. It's on top of the roof.
We said it already goes
right.
up to heaven.
No, reshus yachid goes up to heaven.
It's on my house. Mm. It's the outside.
It's the outside of the house. The outside of the house.
What
are you talking about?
It's the outside of the
house. It's a roof. Okay. So the inside the house doesn't go. It's not more than 10 tefachim. With the roof on the outside. The roof is a tefachit, let's say. So outside the house, I'm staring at it from the outside, it has 10, I'm above 10 tefachim.
Correct.
So inside is not. So doesn't that prove that the top of a karmelis is a reshus
yachid? But, I'm listening to something. So in a house, its interior is not 10.
Correct.
But a house itself is already reshus yachid. Once it's reshus yachid, it goes up.
Right, but reshus yachid has to have, reshus yachid has to have more than 10 tefachim. That's exactly the point here.
So the house is not a Jewish.
Correct. It's a karmelis.
It just happens to be a house.
Correct. The inside is a karmelis. Okay? V'yam chakak bo dalet al dalet. But if you carve out less than 10, v'shlimu liyud, and now you made it 10 fucking deep inside, and I dug down more, made it deeper, mutter l'talta b'kul, you can carry in there. My time, why? Ha'vichore reshus yachid. It's the whole of the reshus yachid. V'chore reshus yachid, ki reshus yachid damu. It's good enough. Itmar. Chorei Rishus Yachid, Kir Rishus Yachid Damu. Chorei Rishus Rabim. What about a hole in a public street? What about a hole in Rishus Rabim? Shabbai Amar Kishus Rabim Damu. Rava Amar Lav Kirishus Rabban Dam. It's not like Kirishus Rabban. Amalei Rava Labaya. So Rava says to Rabaya, Lidi Dach, according to you, Damarta, Chore Rishus Rabban Kirishus Rabban Damu. That Rishus Rabban is like Rishus Rabban, Maishna Meha. What's the difference in the following case? The Chiyachser of Dimi, Amar of Yochanan, Lo Nitzbricha, El Lekeren Zavet Asmuchel Rishus Rabban. Right, what does that mean? Lo nitzrucha el lekeren zavet as muchel rishus rabim. What was that case? Oh, okay, well, we said it on an aleph. When we were talking about a situation that was a carmelist, we said is when the house was set back. So why isn't that house set back have the status of a chore rishus rabim? Which is what? A rishus rabim. Why Abaya? Why did you call that a carmelist? What was that? That was basically a hole in rishus rabim. You set your house back. You have an extra few feet for people to, you know, go out of flow of traffic, and you call that a carmelist. Isn't that really a rishus rabim? You hear the question? So Abaye says, no, hasam lo nicha tashmishtek. Now that you couldn't use that area. It was not a good area to use. Hacha nicha betashmishtek. My hole in rishus rabim is talking about an area that you could use. Tnan, but we learn like this. Hazarek dalat amos bakosel. If someone throws something on a wall, Lamaila miyud, if it's above 10, kizorik ba'avir. Lamata miyud, less than 10, tvachim, kizorik ba'aretz. Vavinim ba, my kizorik ba'aretz. What do you mean it's like throwing it on the ground? Fa'alo nach, but it didn't rest. Tamar v'yachalam, bedvela shamina shana. We're talking about something sticky, like a sticky date that can stick onto the wall. Visal kadaita, chore rishus rabim, kirshus rabim damu. But wait a minute, what if they give a crazy case like that? That you threw something sticky. If a hole in the wall has the status of rishus rabim, just say there was a hole, and you threw something in the hole. Why does it have to be some sticky thing, such an unusual case? Why do you have to cover the case? How do you throw something on a wall and you're chayiv? Oh, something sticky. Don't say something sticky. Say there was a hole in the wall, and it went into the hole, and it rested right there. Luk me bitzwar, take a pebble, v'chefetz, or some other chefetz, udinach b'chor, and it rested in the hole. So zimnan mishanilei, shiny tzwar v'chefetz. No, that's different. You know why? The mahadir va'asi, it's going to jump out, it's going to pop out of the hole. It'll bounce back out. So we don't want to say that, right? V'zin in the shayla, sometimes he said, because of the last pechor, we were talking about a wall, didn't have a hole. Me my, how do I know that? Me diktoni reisha, because the reisha said, zarak l'mayla me'yud tvachim, kizarak ba'avir. If it was above 10 tvachim, it's throwing it in the air. Why? Because above 10 tvachim or rishus harabim is not a rishus harabim. Because of the is bechur, but if there's a wall there, if there's a hole in the wall, amai kizark ba'avir, why is it throwing it in the air? Hanach bechur, it's going to rest in the hole. V'chi tema mas nisan d'les b'dalet al dalet. And you want to talk about it, that the Mishnah talking about a case where there is no dalet al dalet, that the hole was too small, that didn't have dalet al dalet. V'amar v'yehuda amar v'chia zarak l'mayla miyud tvachim. If you throw it higher than 10, v'halcha v'nacha b'chor, kol shehu, and it falls into a hole any size, bonu machlokas remeir v'rabonin. That's a different machlokas now. Regarding Hilchos mezuzah, the remeir savar, chokakin lahashlim. Remeir holds, let's say you want to stick a mezuzah in the wall. If the area is not big enough or it's too small, so remeir has like, it's like sort of like call a royal labila. As long as the area could be made bigger, it's as if it's bigger. To put a mezuzah there, we'll pretend that the hole is bigger. So to over here, the hole's too small. It's big enough to fit your Super Bowl, a little ball. But we'll pretend it's 4x4. And Rabbanon Sabri in Chokin Lahashlim. No, we don't say that. Is it the size? Good. If it's not the size, it's no good. Right? Elalav Shmamina. But the call said less bechor. So getting into all this discussion, obviously the hole didn't have a wall. Shmamina, that's a good raya. That's why. So in other words, so the question was, Abaye held the hole is considered a good area. So then why do you have to come up with a crazy case about a sticky thing? Either because otherwise the things pop out of the hole, or there was no hole. Alright, we'll stop here on Gufa and we'll resume tomorrow.